MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
Welcome on Delta FM. Today, Siawan is going to present the news of the industrial robot after a debate about the humanoid robot at home. But now, Arthur is going to explain the origin of robots.
The word robot was created in 1920 by a Czechoslovakian writer, Karel Čapek. The word robots comes from the word robota. For Čapek, robots are electronic servants. Robot means forced labor in English. In 1940, a science fiction writer, Isaac Asimov, invented a new word, robotics. This word is used to describe the technology of robots and predict the rise of a powerful robot industry. After 1950, the robots are used in a science fiction film. In 1927, an American engineer first created a real robot. The scientist can program robots with an artificial intelligence, so that can make decisions using the robot for spatial exploration.
Thank you, Arthur, for introducing the origin of robots. Today, we're welcoming two persons, a specialist in new leading technologies and a specialist in human science. Today, the question is, would you like to have a humanoid robot with you in your home? I would like to give the floor to Siawan.
Scientists want robots to physically and mentally look human, but humans don't respect the robot.
Now I would like to hand over to Arthur.
The robots haven't got emotions, so they are not considered human.
The humans haven't got the sense of accomplishment with the robot.
Yes, I see, but the person can do other things at the same time.
I think the people fear not to be able to program them.
People will not program in the robot, they must just choose the action which the robot will do.
I think you just consider robots as things which only help people finish working.
Arthur, what would you reply?
People can do other things when robots doing the works. For example, the robot can do house calls during the humans to research and the responsible works.
Excuse me for interrupting, we are running short of time. Two different points of view. For Arthur is rather for and Siawan against. But they have the same idea. The human shouldn't be dependent on robots. Thanks you to both. We are left after the music with an article of a new industrial robot. It was the band Z Machine, a band made of three robots. To finish, Siawan is going to report the news of industrial robotics.
A new industrial robot made by Fanuc is the Fanuc R2000IB. This robot could change the conceptions of the global industry. Fanuc is a Japanese robotic group headquartered in Oshino. Fanuc employs 4,800 employees. The Fanuc R2000IB will be used in factories to assemble, for example, cars and other devices. The robot can move a part of 200 kilograms in all directions. Its weight is 1,514 kilograms. The best advantage for me is the weight that the robot can lift. It can pick up or put down a part that is 3 meters from the robot.
Thank you for this article and thank you for be staying with us until the end and so on.
MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.